ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಗ್ತಿತ್ತು ಶಾಂತಿ ಮಂತ್ರ. ಓಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಮದ
ಓಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಮದ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ
ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್
ಪೂರ್ಣಾ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ
ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ
ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವ
ಅವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ
ಅವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ.
ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ
ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.
ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶುಕ್ಲ ಯಜುರ್ವೇದ. ಇಟ್ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ ಔಟ್ ಸೈಡ್, ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಔಟ್ ಸೈಡ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಿತಿನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಆ್ಯಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್, ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ರಿಮೈನ್ಸ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಸಬ್ಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಟ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್, still complete remains. Our journey is from moving from incompleteness to the completeness. In the last 2 weeks we have been covering the qualities required by the sadhaka which strengthens our practice. I have been covering that one. In the first class I talked about shraddha. One requirement is intense faith in what you are learning. And if you do not have faith, if you are coming to the yoga class because of the pressure from my parents or wife, husband or children or peers, there is no interest. I don't believe in yoga. And I'm coming just because to please them, there is no learning happens. Not only yoga, any field. If I do not have belief in that one, if you go to a doctor, if you say, I don't trust the doctor, I don't have faith in the doctor, and whatever medicine he or she gives, it will have no effect. First requirement is to have faith. Faith is the beginning. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. And it's only through the faith one gets the knowledge. And through the knowledge one attains unshakable peace. And the second class I talked about intense, you should be passionate. Passionate about whatever you are doing. Intense longing, intense interest should be there in your learning. Ananya cheta satatam yomam smarati nityashah tasyaham sulabha partha nitya yuktasya yoginah. And yoga becomes very easy. The success is very easy. One who has intense passion about whatever one does. And the third dimension today I'm talking about is to have a driver. We need to have a driver in our life. What makes me get up from the bed? If you ask a children what makes them get up, they say I have to be at school at 8 o'clock. So I have to get up. If you ask a youth what you have to do, I have to get up, I have to be at uni at this time. I have to be at work at 8 o'clock or 8:30, and if I do not go to work at 8:30, I may lose my job. That is the driver for us, working class. It's something drives us. And the old person, what is the driver? Retired person. Many of them I heard saying there is no driver, no motivation. Why get up early? What to do with that one? Sleep in. There is no motivation. What should I do getting very early? Sleep up to 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock and take the life very slowly. But if I am working, my driver is only 5 days a week. What about the weekend? What is the driver? Many people, if I ask, what did you do? I took it easy. I slept. Slept up to 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. No driver for the weekend. Slow. I take it easy. And it's a weekend. There is no driver. And it says in the scriptures, to get the best in you, you need to have a driver, not for just 5 days a week, 300 days a year, all 365 days of the year, you should have a driver for your life. The driver, if I go to a workplace, my employer says, this is the driver. And in your work, these are the things you have to do. It should, that is the driver for me. That they say, if you fulfill this one, you will get bonus or whatever. They give a driver for me to achieve. Your target for this year is this one. That's the driver. They are putting up the driver. Outside, agencies are putting. But it says in the scriptures, it is not imposed by outside. It should come from within. You should have a driver for yourself. Driver, motivation for yourself. And if I do not have a driver, for example, if I am working in an office, my HR department gives, I have 5 targets. 5, my job role has this, this, this. I have to do that one. If I, as per the contract, I only do that much, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes, finish. I have done my job. Best in you never will come out. In many houses, and husband and wife, they say, wife says, these are my tasks, these are your tasks. I do my part, you do your part. If a house, the husband and wife stick to their own task, the house never will flourish. Everyone has to go beyond their description. At work also, if I stick to only that one, best in me never comes out. I have to do much beyond than defined. At home also, I should go much beyond. As a human being, if I am my obligation, I should go beyond my, it's a requirement. Then only the best in you comes out. Many people, they say, how was the Christmas break? How was this one? I took it easy. I took my life easy. Many of us, most of us, taking our life very easy. And it says in the Shri Krishna in the second chapter, Klaibhyamma smagama partha naitatayupapadyate kshudram hridayadhaur balyam tyakto uttishta parantapa. Not to take your life easy. You are not come here to lead your life very easily. Shake off your weak-heartedness. Shake off your easy mentality. Klebhyamma, don't be very lazy person. Don't act like an important person. Klebhyamma smagamma partha. Naita thayyupapadide. And shake off your weak-heartedness. Shake off your negative thinking. Shake off thinking that I am an ordinary person. Come and get up. You have been sleeping long enough. It's the time to roll up your sleeve and get up. And the same message is conveyed in Kathopanishad. Uttishtata jagrata prapyavara nibodata kshurasya dharam nishitam duratyaya durgam tat kavayo vadanti. Durgam pata tat kavayo vadanti. It says, arise, awake, stop not till you reach your goal. What is the driver? You have to reach the goal. This path is not easy. Path is difficult. It is not for an ordinary person. You are not an ordinary person. There is an extraordinary potential in you. And path is difficult. It's very hard to tread. And that only the brave ones, only one who is aspiring for the great things, they take up this path. If my driver for me is, I want to have very easy life. My path should be laid with flower petals. Very easy. I don't want any problem in my life. Very comfortable life. Very flower petal laden path. My target is my life from here to there. And no goal in the life. What is my goal? In the holiday, I want to go to Bali. I want to go to Caribbean. I want to go to Fiji. That is all trivial. My goal of my life, European trip. It's a very meager, very ordinary, it's a goal in my life. Those who have very cozy life, cozy target, if you look at, observe them, very dissatisfied people. They go into depression very easily. There is, though they are looking for the comfort everywhere, and comfort, lot of comfort, but within there is no joy. And it says, if you have a target, long target, tough target, and you have to work all through your life, when you reach the target, so much of satisfaction. My life was worth living. So much of joy. That person never will go into depression. Always infused with energy. We should have that type of target. The target, it should not be like a Olympic athletes, they have a target. In next 4 years, we have Olympics in such and such a country. All 4 years, work. And after the Olympics is in the, during the process, training, they were on so much of limelight. After Olympics got over, they say, many of them go into what is called as post-Olympic depression, POD. They call it as, there is no driver after that. I have done this one, what next? And they say that similar situation, even astronauts went to Apollo. They were in so much of limelight. Once they accomplished their task, none of other tasks were so inspiring. They lost the motivation in their life. They say, our driver, it should not be an ordinary. I want to make 1 million or 5 million or something. After achieving, what next? You should have a driver for the whole life. So life, it is not easily achieved. If you put a target, after that I have done, what next? You have achieved a target. That's why in the scriptures, the spiritual life, your target is the highest. The highest of the target, complete, purnamada, completeness, fulfillment. There is no, I have to be complete and perfection. I have to work towards the perfecting myself. If I want to learn Bhagavad Gita, I want to learn that one. If I want to do asana and whatever scriptures, go deep, reflect on that one. I want to perfect. I'm not satisfied with the trivial things. I want that. When you have the commitment for that one, and after retiring, you won't be saying, what is there to get up at 4 o'clock? You will get up. Because your goal is not for few days, few years. It's a lifelong commitment. I won't stay. While away my time until I reach my goal. Last year I went to Himalayas. The Baba. He was there in the cave, and he was saying that every morning he gets up at 1:30 a.m. in the morning. Up in the Himalayas, there is no driver, nobody is there. And still, he wants to get up at 1:30 and practice. What is that driver? What makes him to get up to do that one? And weather is so cold, it's a freezing cold, maybe raining, maybe snow, but still gets up at 1:30. What is that driver? When we have that driver, that person, it's a person of the great accomplishment, that person will achieve great things in their life. And personally, what is my driver? My driver is to add value to the people's life. Wherever I am, I have to add value. I should not be living for myself. I should add value to others. In order to add value to others, I should add value to myself. I should practice. Unless I add value to myself, I can't add value to others. And my driver is to continuous learning. Learn and pass on. Learn, pass on. That is the driver. And the three qualities we touched upon, one is Shraddha, the faith, it's in whatever we are doing. And the second one is intensely passionate. And the third one is the driver should come from within, not the outer driver. And it's a driver from here, and I should have a great aspiration, target, work towards that one. That inspires when I have the driver such a way that those who lead a life that way, in the scripture says, that person will continue to live even after that person departs. Those who do not have a driver, they are dead, considered as dead, even while they are alive. They may be breathing, they may be alive, but it says they are as good as dead. Those who have driver in their life and working towards that one, they continue to live, they continue to inspire people for years after they depart. We should have a driver. We'll continue on the other topic next week. Lie down on that.